I want to bring in Yahoo Finance senior columnist Rick Newman into the show now. Rick, I know you were watching what we were just watching with regards to President Biden. He says he hopes it doesn't get ratcheted up and that diplomacy can win the day. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, it seems foolish to make any predictions here, but I find it fascinating that this whole thing is unfolding in this step-by-step, almost incremental process. I mean, Putin has zero element of surprise here because everything has been telegraphed. What Putin himself has not telegraphed, NATO has telegraphed, Biden has telegraphed with all the information and in some cases classified intelligence they're releasing. I mean, you know, as a military tactic, if you're going to take an objective, you want to take it as quickly as possible. You don't want to take a little bit, then take a little bit more and a little bit more after that. It makes me wonder if Putin is sort of testing the waters here and seeing, okay, let's see how much, what kind of sanctions they're actually going to impose if we now assertively just take these two areas where we've sort of had a presence. Let's just go and take them and see what happens. So now we know Biden has said, well, here are the sanctions. And so the next question is Putin going to take the next step and go beyond those two regions and start tanks and other machinery rolling further into Ukraine? And then I guess we'll have another round of sanctions from Biden. It suggests to me that Putin might be 97% certain that he wants to do this, but maybe not 100% certain, because it will cause a lot of pain on Russia and the Russian economy and his Russian billionaire friends.
So what is his next step in that sort of situation? Because how far does he go? Biden just said he expects that there will be more aggression in Ukraine. And we had an analyst on earlier that says this is just the beginning. And, you know, this was part of Putin's plan. He wants the entire of Ukraine back again. He said historically and culturally, it is a part of the former Soviet Union. And then if he does take Ukraine, what's next on his list? Lithuania, Estonia?
I mean, nobody can get in Putin's head on this. But I think it's important to remember there's a broad spectrum of things Putin could do. So the armchair generals are probably thinking about tanks rolling all the way across Ukraine to Kyiv and all the way across to Ukraine's western border and then occupying the entire country. They could probably push the tanks and the armor divisions all the way across the country. But it's another thing altogether to occupy a country, especially cities and urban areas. I mean, it's just a total recipe for getting bogged down and getting stuck in guerrilla warfare. So there are other things Putin could do. Putin could keep his forces where they are without moving troops all the way across Ukraine and do things such as terrorist attacks, cyber attacks. There are many ways he can menace the Ukrainian government while the hammer hangs over their head, if you will, with those armored convoys, you know, seemingly ready to roll. One thing I think we can safely say is Putin is not going to leave any territory that he occupies because of course he cares as much as any leader about saving face and looking strong. So one thing Putin is not going to do is back down from something he's already done. But if he's as clever as many analysts think he is, he has to be asking himself, am I really ready to take on all of these sanctions and everything else that the Americans and the Europeans are threatening with pretty good unanimity at this point? This may be one thing that has surprised Putin is the extent to which Europe and the United States really do seem to be on the same page.
All right. Yahoo Finance senior columnist Rick Newman, thanks for jumping on the show here to break it down for us.